The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny's in Valley Center. What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, not much. Just starting the work week, as usual.
All right, dude. Good for that. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Tammy, could you please leave the studio?
Good luck.
All right, Johnny, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You will get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. Five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also want to let you know that all ties are going to go to Tammy. All right, Johnny?
Okay.
Nicole Kidman likes to hit up the raves when she visits Ibiza. She says she'll go to a club at 1 a.m. and wear glasses and a dark wig as a disguise. Who's Nicole's most recent ex-husband?
Keith Urban.
Margot Robbie reportedly made $50 million for starring in and producing Barbie. Sources say that a sequel still hasn't gotten off the ground because she and the dude that played Ken and the other creative teams want too much money. Who's the dude that played Ken?
Oh, he's married to... I can't pull it out of my brain.
Okay, Anne Hathaway thinks movies where dogs die should be rated R. What was the name of the 2008 gut-wrencher movie that stars Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson as newlyweds who adopt a lab puppy?
The Proposal?
Selena Gomez and her mom are being sued for defrauding investors in their mental health company, Wondermind. Selena has earned several Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for co-starring in Only Murders in the Building. Is her character named Bertha, Mabel, or Hazel?
Oh, wow. Never watched it. Let's go with the second one.
And finally, Ella Langley says she, quote, may never recover from seeing Matthew McConaughey and Jimmy Fallon perform Choosing Texas on The Tonight Show. Matthew won an Oscar for Best Actor in the 2013 film Dallas Buyers Club. His co-star in that movie also won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. Who is he?
I do not know.
Okay, let's get Tammy back in. So, Johnny, what was your weekend like, man?
You know, thanks to this country station in San Diego, I went to a concert last night with a few other people and just got home.
Really? You did it right. Johnny, sharp-ish, 2 out of 5.
Okay.
I mean, Nicole Kidman likes to hit up raves when she visits Ibiza. I mean, you know, she and I have so much in common. She says she'll go to a club at 1 a.m. and wear glasses and a dark wig as a disguise. Who's Nicole's most recent ex-husband?
Keith Urban.
That's right.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. I just wonder if people at Ibiza at 1 a.m. say, hey, look at Nicole Kidman in that dark wig and glasses. I think she's fooling us. What's she here so late for? I wonder if she's lost. All right, it's 1-1. You both knew that. Margot Robbie reportedly made $50 million for starring in and producing Barbie. Sources say a sequel still hasn't gotten off the ground because she and the dude that played Ken want too much money. Who's the dude that played Ken?
Ryan Gosling.
I mean, you got to pay both of them.
Yes.
That's it. That's the movie. You got to give them what they want. Johnny couldn't come up with it. It's now 2-1, Tammy. Anne Hathaway thinks that movies where dogs die should be rated R.
Oh.
What was the name of the 2008 gut-wrencher that starred Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson as newlyweds who adopt a lab pup?
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me. The movie should be illegal.
Oh, did you ever read the book?
I can't watch either. It's pandering.
But the book is really good, too.
It should just be called Our Goal is to Make You Sob as If You've Never Cried Before. Chapter 1.
Yeah. To quote my husband, I think this is the saddest movie I've ever watched.
Oh, God. Johnny couldn't come up with a 3-1 Tammy. Selena Gomez and her mom are being sued for defrauding investors in their mental health company, Wondermind. Selena has earned several Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for co-starring in Only Murders in the Building. Is her character named Bertha, Mabel, or Hazel?
Mabel.
Mabel. Johnny went with Mabel. Actually, he went with the second one, but that's good enough. And it's now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Ella Langley says she, quote, may never recover from seeing Matthew McConaughey and Jimmy Fallon perform Choosing Texas on The Tonight Show. Matthew won an Oscar for Best Actor for the 2013 film Dallas Buyers Club. His co-star in that movie also won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. Who is he?
Was that Jared Leto?
It was Jared Leto. And today, a clean sweep for Tammy Johnny. I'm sorry. 5-2, she takes it. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you, dude.
And the good news is you have plenty of time to recover from last night's show. You're going to see Luke Combs when he comes to town, Petco Park, on June 26th.
So excited. Thanks so much. I really want to see Shenandoah, so it's going to be a good concert.
Oh, nice.
Before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Johnny in Valley Center, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.